Hello.
Hello?
I can hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me?
Awesome. This is super cool.
Okay, yeah, so yeah, it's a pretty cool app. It's like so I'm recording this, but
Cool.
it's also live, so
Yeah.
people
This is
listen
brilliant.
while I'm recording, and then I'm gonna go and edit everything else and then post it
Cool.
or whatever.
That's awesome. Are these people that you know or just people from the
Just people
app are
from the app, and then
listening?
some people I know.
Cool.
Or so I'm sure there are some people.
Nice.
Sometimes there's people that I know. But yeah, it's mainly people from the app.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Nice.
awesome.
I like this. Hey, Dennis. Hey, Mia. Hey, Charlotte. Hey, Rehave. Yes.
Yeah.
What a wonderful name. Hey, ID 14557623.
Nice. So yeah, I'll start off with the intro and then we'll go into the conversation. Cool. All
Excellent.
right. All
I'm
right.
here for
So
it.
welcome to the Lazy Bird Podcast, where we talk about mental health and restaurant industry issues and whatnot. So today we're joined by a great friend of mine. She's an author, a entrepreneur, a jewelry designer, a life coach, and a chef. Her name is And a mom. Yes, and a
And
mom. Don't forget that. Her name
a
is Kamoy. Kamoy Williams, right? Great friend. Great friend. I can barely
Yeah.
remember your last name.
That's okay. That's okay. It took us a while to get here,
Yeah.
so I'm
It's
glad you're
it's been a
here.
while, yeah, because I think I came to you, I don't know, maybe like 7 months ago, being like, I want to do this whole like movement, or like I wanted to do Lazy Bird, pretty much what I'm doing now.
Yeah, just the movement around like mental health and the
Yeah,
hospitality
exactly.
profession.
So
Yeah.
you wrote a book called My Side Hustle Manifesto, correct? Can people still get that?
Absolutely. I mean, I think now could be a perfect time to get it. I'm just wondering about like what our society looks like anyways in terms of side
Yeah.
hustle culture and also just like money culture period, you know? And just identifying that maybe money isn't going to be the final
Yeah.
output of capitalism. So even though people are designing side hustles, in the book it says it's a 24 our way to add more
Yeah.
income to your life. So that can look like bartering and trading now, you know, with the way that we're
Yeah, no,
going, I
that's very
think.
true, especially now with like everyone staying home, and like really when you think about it, money right now is just for the essentials, like food, and then everything else.
Yeah.
I guess now people can start trading toilet paper and Lysol.
Here, got you. Here's my sourdough starter because you're going to
Oh
be eating
yeah.
a
Oh
lot of
yeah. Actually,
bread.
I gotta get my sourdough starter
Yeah.
started. Yeah, I haven't started
Nice.
yet.
I like it. We've been
Yeah.
eating a lot of bread here. We've just been doing
Oh
instant
yeah,
yeast
no, it's
bread.
still good.
Yeah.
I gotta go buy instant yeast too.
Yeah. It's good bread.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is
So yeah,
worthy.
that's great. That's awesome. So obviously today I want to talk to you about self-compassion, and it took me, to be honest, it took me a very long time to understand what self-compassion was. Even before I learned what self-compassion was, I had to learn what compassion was. I think in the restaurant industry especially, there's like a lack of compassion. Compassion does not exist in any way, shape, or form. And the best example I could give you is like being on the line, and I'm sure you remember, you would see someone in the weeds. Most of the time, you would not care. You would see someone who's just like struggling throughout the day or through service, and you kind of had this, like, at least I did, was this idea of like, oh, this guy sucks, like he's in the weeds, instead of being like,
Yeah, it was like,
yeah, I don't know. I don't know if you, no,
go ahead,
that's pretty
Mia.
much what I had to say. Like, I'm sure, you being a chef, you could probably understand, or probably have been in that situation.
Yeah, I can 100% identify with that culture, and I think that it's the way that we're groomed. Like, I remember entering the industry as an apprentice and seeing everyone around me, like as a student of the work, I just witnessed like such an aggressive an aggressive, and I don't want to call the aggressive energy masculine energy. However, I did witness that I worked in a male-dominated kitchen, and we were leading with aggression and like not caring about the other person, even though the caring was like the essential aspect of succeeding
Yeah.
anyways, you know?
No, it's very true.
Yeah, but like definitely that's the grooming that a lot of apprentices would see, and we're just modeling our
Yeah. No,
teachers,
for
right?
sure. For sure. Like, so to go to self-compassion, so why I say like you need compassion is 'cause, well, if you know, self-compassion within the restaurant industry is something that needs to be taught for sure, because when
Oh,
what we do as
absolutely.
like chefs or as cooks or as people in general, when we're trying to succeed in something, we generally self-criticize, which is good for you. You know, you need that. That's part of human nature. It's needed to get ahead, to get better at things. If you don't criticize yourself, then you'll just be walking around doing nothing. And but at the same time of the self-criticism, you need that self-compassion. And for a chef, or for a cook, or for a bartender, or for a server who's trying to excel in this industry, when you don't even know compassion, how are you supposed to be self-compassionate, you know? And you know, for the longest time, like I thought like self-compassion was self-pity, which it definitely was not self-pity. Can you think of a time where you, like in recently, whether it be with like your jewelry company, with having, you know, a moon, your son, like can you think of a time when you had to use self-compassion, or where you realized maybe at that time I should have used self-compassion?
I think that one big thing for me, was like when I did get pregnant with the moon, like I had to make a choice because I was working on the line. And like being pregnant and working on the line, I don't think that the two go together, right? So I feel like I had to like utilize compassion for myself because I was like beating myself up so much, being like, oh fuck, like I'm not working, like I'm a chef, this is my profession. What am I gonna do with myself now that I have a child? Like I've like, you know, like feelings of self-loathing were kind of taking over me, and like lots of conversation around like
Oh,
unworthiness
for
coming up
sure.
for me, like unworthiness coming up so big, you know? And just taking a moment to really get centered with myself and just like tap back into that part of myself that like realizes the creator goddess inside of me and like the knowingness of who I actually am.
That's deep. That's pretty deep. You said that way better than I would. That's exactly why.
I can hear you talking about
Yeah.
creator goddesses.
Yeah, right.
Oh, James.
See, like for see, I never did that. I don't know. Like I literally for the last like 10 years of this of being in the restaurant industry, it was literally like every plateau that I would hit would be like, okay, I got to this level, but it's not good enough. And I could have done it better. I could have done this way. And I think the best thing to teach young cooks and young people within the industry, bartender, servers, whatever, is that, you know, you one, be happy with, you know, whatever success that you just had. Like the best way I could put it is like if you have a really good friend, treat yourself like you would a really good friend. When it comes to certain situations, like if your friend comes to you and he says, like, hey, I made it as like a chef de partie, or I made it as like head server, like you would tell your friend, that's a great job, you did a great job, you know, that's such a big, you know, goal. Okay, what's next? Where a lot of the times when people who lack self-compassion would be like, you know, yeah, great, good for you. You made it to here, but you're not as good as the other person, you know, on the line there. Or, you know, you could have done this better. You could.
Yeah, well, it's like, it's this what's next culture, you know? And I feel like the hype of watching what it is to be a culinary profession, like from the media standpoint, whether that be the Food Network, Instagram, like all of these social media things.
Podcasting.
Just like portraying, yeah, like what it is to be a culinary profession, you know? And like none of them are true. Like these things that some people are striving after, like none of them are true. Like it's all like the Cheshire Cat, you know?
Yeah, exactly. No, it's so true. It's so true. Mm-hmm. For me, I'm just happy to have a job in the restaurant industry at this point. Like before, I wanted to be the best chef in the city. Now it's just like, you know what? Like you're putting too much on yourself, you know, take it easy. Small steps make big changes, you know, and now I'm just happy. I'm happy if I get to chop some onions, you know, you look at those little things in life and, you know, you find that kind of stuff.
Well, I think, like I'm feeling like that's what happens when we begin to lead with compassion.
Yeah, it's...
Like I'm feeling like that's what may occur, you know, like we just get really recentered and re-presence to the work that we're doing and like why we're doing it, you know? And then all of a sudden it's not about the art of plating, but then it becomes about like the art of healing and just really getting connected to like, oh wow, I'm cooking for people. I'm putting this food into their bodies, you know? Like I'm quenching their souls. I'm healing people. I'm invigorating people. So I think that's what it is to lead.
Yeah, and I never really thought, like, when I going into this podcast, I didn't really think about that and how really, as leaders, you know, we don't, I never thought about it in that way, you know, like how could I be more compassionate as a leader, you know, and that's important because. Then the people that I'm leading will see the compassion, and then hopefully when they're leading, we'll give the compassion as well.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We just mirror it back. We mirror it in each other, and we mirror it in the world.
That's great. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Kind of to get off topic here, are you still doing your jewelry?
I'm not doing jewelry, so I've just shut down all of my production right now.
Well.
Just with everything that's happening, I have no idea about the direction of where things are going. However, what we have begun doing is like sowing and planting seeds and just really, setting ourselves up for self-sufficiency,
You know? That's smart.
I do think in this time, I don't know if jewelry is the most important thing, but I do realize that food and water are necessities. So that's what
that's true. So how are you coping with the COVID pandemic?
Well, it's myself and my sister, and we've been in quarantine now for 20 days, and we're here with my son. He's about 1 year old. He's turning one on Thursday.
Jesus, I can't believe I haven't met him yet.
I know, this shit is crazy. I'm just like, oh, fuck, is it ever going to happen? Are we going to be quarantined forever? And then my niece and my nephew are here. So it's the five of us. And we've just been taking every day and like being really mindful of how we're being with each other. Because it's all so close proximity, right? And we're just being mindful of how every day is. But some days are really hard. Like some days, like... It's just all about holding space and, getting through, like, the big bumps and the big waves of it. It's all been so much.
Yeah, it's been pretty intense.
Yeah.
My experience at the beginning was it was pretty tough. Like, I would say this couldn't have happened at the worst time. You know, I really want to speak to COVID and be like, hey, couldn't you have done this in, like, April? Or couldn't you have done this in August? Like, why you got to do it now? You know what I mean?
Corona.
Come on, think about other people.
Come on, your birthday's coming up.
No, the 29th. I'm on the 29th, but it is coming up. I'm probably not going to do anything because we'll probably still be on lockdown. But
Yeah, we will yeah, be for I, a while.
Maybe I'll have like a party podcast. I'll invite a bunch of people and we can talk on here, and I'll play some music or something, have some beers. But
I like that.
When it comes to this like whole situation, yeah, the first little bit was a bit tough, kind of coming to grasp with like, okay, we are here, this is real, because you only see these in movies, right? You see situations like this in movies, and you don't think it will ever actually happen, and it hasn't happened in almost 100 years, over 100 years. So, so we're experiencing something no one's ever experienced before. So, I think I'm kind of. I'm happy to be a part of it. it's an experience. It's something that
I'm grateful that yeah, chose exactly. This time.
But I've gotten myself pretty busy. Mm-hmm. I've planned my days out, like, you know, 8 o'clock, or I wake up at 7 o'clock. I make a coffee, I have a cigarette, and then I go for a run, and then I come back. I work on some mindfulness and whatnot, and then I work on whatever little projects I got going on. The podcast and DJing and I haven't been doing a lot of cooking, surprisingly. I've been kind of straying away from food for a bit, you know, or take this time to vacation from it.
Yeah, different things are blossoming. Yeah,
no, it's great. It's great. Time. Is there any advice you would have for whether there's young cooks out there or leaders out there of how they can practice more self-compassion?
Sure. I have some words.
Say your words.
Things.
Say some shit.
Yeah. What I want to say about compassion is that I feel like it comes from just connecting to ourselves. And I feel that it comes from a space of just gratitude and knowing that we have all that we need and that we are enough, you know? And it's stepping into the gentlest parts of ourselves. And I know you're saying, like, just talk to yourself, you know, like a child. Just be with yourself like a child. And I think this COVID time, it's so important for us because it's just, like, forcing us to really slow down and get super clear about what's real
and who we are,
and not from like who we are absolutely, and not from a measuring stick perspective, but from like this deep internal knowingness. So I just want to say to everyone to continue to get to know yourselves and go inside and be brave, be courageous.
You
be courageous and listen to the calling, because now, like, you know, the callings are coming and they're very loud. So now it's just the time for listening, and that's what I really say.
Nice. I think my advice, or, you know, I think more of a suggestion, is do something this week. So like I was saying before, I've been running. So I've been running like 5K every day. And it's been tough. I'm not a incredible big runner, and I'm a smoker, so it hurts.
That's amazing.
Yeah. It's like,
get it in.
Yeah. Like I have a smoke after a run, and I'm like, God, that feels great. It's horrible.
I love it. Yes.
But what I've been doing is like, I've been pushing myself. So I'm like, my goal this week is I want to run 10K, which is, you know, it's reachable. But at the same time, I'm like, I'm pushing myself. I'm like, I got to run faster. I got to run faster. I got to run harder. I got to run harder. And I said to myself today, I was just like, you know what? I'm going to give myself a break. I'm going to take it easy. I'm going to have some self-compassion because I'm getting blisters. My back's starting to hurt. I got to take it easy on myself. So I think my suggestion for once we get back out of this COVID-19 pandemic and we're back to work, and, you know, chefs and cooks and bartenders and just everyone who's working, when we get back, we maybe, you know, take a look at what you're doing, slow down. That's the key. Is you got to slow down, take a breath, you know, take care of yourself, give yourself a bath, you know, give yourself have a nice glass of wine, maybe once in a while, maybe not too much, but, you know, just sit down, treat yourself. That to me is my self-compassion advice. And that's it's it's a lot it's a, it's a lot easier to practice that now because we have the time to do it. Yeah. So.
Yep. And like, I just feel like there's so much space opening up in my mind. You know, like.
Oh yeah.
So much room.
That's great. That's great. So just before we end the podcast, it was a quick one, which is good. We don't want to bore people too much. What's your goal for the week? What's your big plan for the week? Anything you're excited for?
My big plan for the week. Well, it's Simone's birthday, and we're making him a cake, so I'm looking forward to that. And then just our daily goals, like, you know, like seeing the things that we're planting.
Oh, yeah, that'll be exciting.
Sprout, getting outside. We're going to learn to build a fire today. So that's one of
I find goals. Gasoline works.
And yeah. Just But, like, without gasoline, like, in the huntsman way, you
Are you going to use a lighter?
Like, the huntswoman... No, we're gonna like
sticks.
Do the whole like.
Yeah, I can.
Can you hear my hands?
Yeah, they sound ashy.
Yeah, they are pretty ashy. We don't have any shea butter in quarantine. I'm pissed.
You gotta start using some olive oil.
It doesn't do the same thing, James. I don't know. But anyways, yeah,
nice.
Those are my big goals. Those
big
are my goals,
big goals. Big things.
And tomorrow,
50 push-ups. I will not be doing 50 push-ups. I don't even think I could do 5. I have bad wrists.
Incrementally.
Bad wrists from cooking.
Okay. Well.
Yeah. Hey, this is a live broadcast. Do you swear on my podcast? I'm sorry.
Sorry, everyone. Yes, I am a chef.
That's okay. You can say fine.
Cool. This has been great, James.
No,
thanks so much.
Yeah,
this
definitely
has been wonderful
to have you back. I hope everyone enjoyed listening, and stay tuned for the podcast to be uploaded on Castbox, and I'll also be uploading it on Anchor. If you have Anchor, which will be on Google Play and iTunes. All right, my next podcast, I think, will probably be later today in the afternoon, my nighttime edition with my buddy Paul. Come on, if you want to listen, it'll probably be at like 6 o'clock. Who knows? We'll see if he wants to come on, where we just talk about the news and we talk about how our days are going. And, you know, it's like a Corona 19 pandemic update.
I love this.
Yeah,
this is incredible. Thank you so much
it's
for
fun.
Creating this.
Thank
You're
you.
A magic man.
Yeah, I'm excited. Yeah. Hopefully, I keep up with it. Mm-hmm. I get into the hot little hobbies like this, and then I give up after like a couple days because I get bored. But yeah,
I like it. I like this. I'm going to. I'm gonna go check this app out.
Yeah, make sure to follow me, and it'll let you know every time I'm going live.
Okay.
And then we'll go from there.
Boom.
But keep in touch. All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Okay.
Thank you for listening to the Lazy Bird podcast. I'm James, and we're with Kamoy, and we're out. Have some self-compassion.
Okay.
Bye.